Art Fletcher is a longtime union activist and worker, and he's the former president of the Troy Area Labor Council from 1985 to 95, right? And he's also a member and founder of the Solidarity Committee of the Capital District. He also was involved in the organizing of the Capital District Labor Day Parade, May Day, and the Martin Luther King Program. Now, he was a union organizer in CSEA and SEIU before he retired. Art now resides in Troy, where he continued his activism. How you doing, Art?
I'm doing great, Willie. Thanks.
All right, Art. May Day 2019. Well, Art, let's get started. You know, the first question that I'm going to ask you is, because the people need to know, is what is May Day?
Well, Willie, May Day is the original Labor Day celebration. It started in the United States, 1886, as a result of the fight for the eight-hour day. Mm-hmm. And when labor finally achieved that, they thought they would have a celebration, and they did with a parade. And since that time, there have been celebrations in the United States on May Day, not as prominently as in much of the world, where May Day is a much bigger holiday, mm-hmm. because, as you know, in the United States, they created Labor Day, which was to diminish the influence of May Day, which had picked up some support among socialist and communist countries and revolutionary struggles. And the United States government wanted to diminish that effort. And so now we celebrate a holiday called Labor Day. And May Day is not an official holiday in the United States.
Yeah, thanks for answering that question about Labor Day and May Day, Art, because that's an interesting question that everybody, you know, would have liked to know. Now, Art, just give me a brief history of the May Day celebration in the Capital Region, because I know there have been a lot over the years.
Well, the Solidarity Committee of the Capital District just celebrated their 35th anniversary. We had started in 1983 in support of the Greyhound strike, and we stayed together ever since. Mm-hmm. And long about the late 90s, I think it was 1999, we decided on two more events. One was the Martin Luther King Day celebration, which we felt did not emphasize the struggle for workers that Martin Luther King had also endorsed, and for poor people, not simply civil rights for black citizens in the United States, but anti-war positions and labor positions and working positions and housing positions. In addition to that, we also decided to reintroduce in the Capital District a May Day celebration. And so in 1999, we had our first May Day celebration. I think that was a three-day weekend, actually, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. in Troy. And over the 20 years that we've been celebrating, we've moved to Cohoes, we've been in Schenectady, we've done it in Albany, we've had one-day events and two-day events and three-day events, so we've been enjoying the last 20 years with a May Day celebration.
So, Art, why is it significant to commemorate May Day 2019 this year in light of the Trump era?
Well, it does seem that conditions for racial justice and social justice and anti-war positions are more significant than ever. But I don't want to say that. I think in different generations and different times, these situations have seemed quite dire. But I think there is a feeling that a struggle is needed for social justice. I think the women's marches right after Trump was elected was just a groundswell of support that anti-feminist activity was growing, and there needed to be some solidarity. And so that has continued over the last few years, and we want to enhance that.
All right, I got a lot of questions that I'd like to ask you, but I don't want to ask these questions yet because I really want you to lay out your plans for May Day celebration for 2019 before I get into any other questions, because I don't want that to get lost.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Willie. The Solidarity Committee, again, initiated, and we have a volunteer committee of made up some Solidarity members, but also other members of the community through the Capital District. And this particular year, on Wednesday, May 1st, we hold a May Day celebration every year on May Day, no matter what day it is. We will begin in Townsend Park in Albany at 11:30 in the morning with a gathering. There'll be some very brief comments and remarks, and then we will have a hour and a half march through downtown Albany, stopping at five or six sites to highlight the labor history at those points. In addition to which, there will be a musical number performed, either with all the people together or a performer there, just as a fun type activity. And we will then end up at Tricentennial Park on Broadway, across from the old post office and the old train station, where we will have a free lunch and socialize and some entertainment. That should be about 1 o'clock. Then at 5 o'clock, we will regather at the Capital District Latinos, which is on 160 Central Avenue in Albany. It's about three or four blocks above the Social Justice Center. And at the Capital District Latinos, we will have free dinner. We will have free entertainment and a couple of speakers. There will be free tabling for people that want to bring some information. There's always an open mic for announcements. So it's more or less a fun celebration, which will take place in the afternoon and again in the evening.
So, Art, how could one get in touch with the May Day Committee if they want to do something at the dinner or speak or whatever? Do they just come?
Yes. There's no need for a reservation or anything like that. People just show up at Townsend Park or Tricentennial Park in the afternoon, or certainly come with their banners to march from Townsend Park to Tricentennial Park, or just show up at 5 o'clock or 5:30, whenever it's convenient for them, at the Capital District Latinos.
And just one quick, could you just tell us, what are those stops you're going to make? Was it just briefly, what's the significance of those stops?
Well, there'll be some, I'm not exactly sure of all the stops, but we will talk about the Verizon strike that we supported at the Greyhound bus station, the recent successful strike at the Hilton Hotel. There will so those are two of the stops that I know about.
Okay. All right. Is there anything last? Anything else you would like to say about it? You know, just to kind of let people know why it's so important they come out.
Well, it's a celebration of the struggle for workers' rights and social justice in the United States. This is one, we've done it for 20 years, but this is just one of hundreds of May Day celebrations that will be held across the United States and across the world. And so we're happy that there's been these celebrations in the past, as they say, for one, 2, or 3 days. But, you know, whatever people can do, that would be fun. If they can only come for a half hour and all, they're more than welcome to stop by. As a matter of fact, Willie, that you know that a few years ago we had the May Day celebration here at the Sanctuary.
Thanks, Art, for that information on May Day 2019. And audience, you heard the information about May Day 2019, so please come out May 1st.